The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnuts. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Gail Kim.
This is WWE Superstar Natalya.
Hi, this is Brie.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bella Twins.
This is Pat Patterson.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rack. And you're listening to the greatest rack.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
Bada boom! Realest guys in a room. How you know?
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, we're back! It is episode 2 of the latest season of Total Divas, and I think it can be summed up with 3 words and a symbol.
Peace, love, and boom boom.
Boom boom is hyphenated, it's 1 word, I promise.
It is.
So, we're not going to waste any more time, we're just going to jump right into it, and we'll tell you everything that goes on with Peace, Love, and Boom Boom. Right after the break. So you're listening to the Rack Extra Total Divas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28. But I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, the Rack lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday,
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin', as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rack. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki. And we're the Bell Twins.
And you're listening to The Rack Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
Cause now I'm back.
Welcome back to the Rack Extra Total Divas, episode 2. Diving in, we're getting the repeat of what happened last week, the 411. We're seeing the debut of the pretty new belt and all the girls being beclimped over the belt, which is awesome. We're seeing a repeat from last season where the Bellas are pitching Birdie B, so we're maybe getting an update on that. And Maryse. I'm just going to say Maryse because Maryse. And Matt actually have a shot at really getting ahead, and all of a sudden, Natty.
Huh, interesting. We'll see where that takes us.
We're in Dallas.
For Monday Night Raw.
Are we going to get Renee in this episode?
Well, she was in last episode.
But more Renee?
Well, she's doing the voiceover. Was that Becky? Was that Becky? All right, Natty mentioned her cat, where we need to follow her cat on Instagram. Hey, there's Becky, and her eye. Ooh, bad eye.
Yeah, her black eye. We're seeing Natty get her hair did.
And there's Maryse.
She's hamming it up with the fans.
She gives the fans the hands. Renee is complimenting Maurice's knockers.
That's how you get in good with anybody. Hey, nice boobs.
Exactly.
Oh, Natty's not happy. Hey, it's Dean.
Maryse is right now just hanging out with Mark Carano's permission.
Okay, but it may not be your business, Natty. Natty is not happy about Maryse. Oh, Natty is so not happy about Maryse.
No, she's not. We had all the Monday Night Raw pyro with the Miz's music playing in the background.
I remember this.
That moment, Zack Ryder was Intercontinental Champion for 24 hours. Lana's watching on backstage. Intently. There's Naomi.
Naomi.
Miz's dad? Or no, Zack Ryder's dad, my bad.
Something's about to go down.
Zack Ryder's dad shells the Miz. And look who jumps the rail but Maryse. And the girls are like, what?
Oh, Natty is so pissed.
Uh-huh. Maryse slaps Ryder's dad, and Maryse, they do the cutaway, and Maryse is like, I'm back! And Natty's like, oh crap.
Natty is so, like, none of them are happy. None of them are happy about this. Like, none of them.
Nope, they're not happy at all. We're 2 months, oh, we jumped. We're 2 months later at Natty's house.
And there's Natty with her daddy. They're modeling fitness gear and balls. Oh god, we're learning how to do shot put. Oh god.
Lana's on the phone.
This is gonna end really badly.
Natty's phone is ringing again. Lana's up to something. I think she wants to learn how to wrestle.
Well, I thought Natty was teaching her how to wrestle. Just turn the ringer off on your phone, good lord. Oh, we're with the Bellas. There's wine involved.
Where's my shock face?
And there's Nikki's boobs. Experience complete.
So the phrase was, stop looking at my nipples. That was a phrase that was dropped by Nikki Bella to Bray.
Well, I mean, they're
right,
kind of
right there. I know.
Oh god, Bree's like, I can't do the photo shoot. I'm ovulating.
They're arguing about babies again. Bree's like, Bree doesn't want to, should have never said anything.
Because Nikki's like, it's going to conflict with everything, and Bree's like, nope.
Wait, did Nikki just say Bree shouldn't be drinking wine?
Yes. Well, technically, she really shouldn't be if she's trying to get pregnant.
But I'm just, Nikki is saying not to drink wine.
Well, we don't know what's in her coffee cup. Anyway, now we're at dinner with Renee, Natty, and Naomi.
Speaking of the Nat who's just thinking of herself, there's Lana. They're questioning her about how her live events are going. Oh, there's the picture heard around the world where she spreads her legs all over the place.
She's like, the picture went viral. It went everywhere. It did. Yes, it did. Yes, it did, Lana. Yes, it did.
Lana's blaming Naomi for, you know, telling her to hold the pose that long. Renee's like, it was Ben. I was like, can we not talk about her leg spread open?
Basically, Lana is begging for help. She's asking for help. She wants to practice. And there's crickets. Basically, Natty is Lana's mentor. She looks up to her. Lana wants to be great like Natty. She butters Natty up. Renee's like, you're full of crap.
And it's basically Natty sees her. Oh, look, it's a hot young blonde.
Hey, it's Sammy!
Who probably could take over my space.
Yeah.
So she's like, okay.
Also, we had Brent's favorite superstar, Eva, show up. Hey, it's Paige.
So the talent director goes, Mark Carano, that you need to deliver, or we may have to bring in other women to take the story in different directions.
No pressure.
No pressure.
And Natty's stressing now because she's like, Maurice is back, and she doesn't really know what to do. Just do the match you did in NXT a couple years ago.
Do the match you did 3 months ago at Roblox. Just saying. Is this the pay-per-view or is this Raw?
I think this is Raw. Hey, it's Seth Green.
Yeah, it's Raw.
And Charlotte. Charlotte's there too. Just saying.
All the girls are watching on. So is Seth Green. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. Okay.
So, okay, we're gonna get heavy.
So much for this light and uplifting show. Yay. Positivity, yay. Yo. So where do you want to begin?
Oh, this is going to be a train wreck, and I can already feel it. So basically, we have Brie continuing her search to be get, or her quest to be pregnant. She's currently ovulating. She wants to go have sex with Brian, but she has to do a magazine shoot instead, which is all kinds of awkward.
She wants to do the boom boom with the bearded goat, and she can't.
It's like, can you bring him with you? Just saying. I mean, I know it takes him 2 hours, but...
And the photo shoot, you know, probably takes a little less. And we know he doesn't like the quickie.
Well, she doesn't like the quickie either.
Yeah, we learned that she doesn't like the quickie either.
They do not do quickies. They do not believe in the quickie. It's 2 hours or bust.
No, it's 2 hours and then bust.
Basically.
just wanted to, you know, make sure y'all have the visual.
Everybody got the village visual? Okay, so we have Natty.
And it ends with a yes, yes. Anyway.
From somebody. Moving on! So we have Natty chucking metal balls in her backyard because that's not dangerous. I get it's shot put, but you're supposed to be like in a shot put arena in case you have an errant ball and it doesn't go through your window or something.
Spoiler alert.
Anyway. So, because those things are heavy, man. Those things are heavy.
You have to know how to handle the balls properly.
When you're dealing with big steel balls, you have to know how to handle them properly. Okay, moving on. Moving on, because...
Reasons.
Reasons. You know what we need to talk about? We need to talk about Maurice. I have a funny feeling this is over, or not over in this episode, but Maurice. Like, is anybody on that roster actually happy Maurice is there?
Miz.
Like... The Bellas are pissed. Natty's pissed. Lana's not happy. Naomi's not happy. Renee, I think, is the only one because she's just kind of indifferent to all of it. We haven't seen... And Paige is like, I'm with y'all. Like, I haven't seen really any of the divas on this show happy with the fact that Maurice is back.
I just told you, Miz.
Miz is not a diva.
Are we sure?
Pretty sure. Anyway, we're back. We're watching the match.
They're like, the crowd's flat.
Oh, this is when Rick was still there.
Rick was still there, yeah.
This is before Charlotte made her daddy cry on national television, was epic.
Yeah, it's about 6 weeks before that happened. Because this, I think, leads to Brett appearing at the pay-per-view. We're going for the sharpshooter. Crowd's going crazy. The girls in the back are going crazy. Rick is trying to get to his daughter. Charlotte taps. Natty wins. Natty gets her moment.
Everybody's cheering for her.
Paige is screaming, Team Heart. Wouldn't it be Team Neidhart?
Team Heart, close enough. And now we're in Orlando, and now we're going to get serious for a moment.
Quote Lance Storm, where we're talking about the Pulse nightclub shooting.
And how it's impacting Naomi. She's from Orlando. She's been there her whole life. She used to be in the club a lot. She used to hang out a lot. She's going to visit her uncle. They're talking about the tragedy. They're talking about how awful it was, you know, how horrible it would have been to lose somebody, thankfully. They weren't affected. They didn't lose anybody. Basically, love is better than hate.
She took the week off from work to do this.
Good for her.
We're with Trinity's grandmother. So that was a serious moment. We will have more coming up. But we're in New York City.
With the Bella Twins.
Who, you know, are former guests of this very show. Available at rockradioshow.com. Had to get the plug in.
And we're getting ready to shoot for Latina Magazine. We're getting our hair and our makeup done. and we're going to see a Birdie Bee meeting.
Nikki's like, Birdie Bree's more important right now, and Bree's sitting there overthinking, and I was like, no, it's not. It really isn't. I really want to go home. I want to go have a boom boom with my husband. So instead, she's, you know, taking photos in New York, and we're back in Orlando.
We're going, I think, to the club. Yes, we're going to the club. We see the memorial.
They're looking over on all the tributes and all the signs and everything like that.
Trinity is really overcome, really upset, rightfully so. Oh god, there's going to be problems between the Bella sisters.
When isn't there a problem between the Bella sisters?
I know.
Just pointing that out. We'll have that drama to come.
So we can't make that funny. We're not going to try to make that funny because it's not funny. It's a horrible, horrible thing that happened, and I hope the families have moved on and are recovering as best they can, because I know some people can't. So we're going to move on as well.
Hard transition.
We are back from break. We are with Natty and Lana. Natty's showing off one of her cats.
We saw Natty playing with her pussy cat.
Cats.
Yeah. What did you think I was saying? We're back in a training facility as Lana is showing off her moves. She's showing off her dancing skills. I like how they conveniently did not show her trying to do the split into the ring.
Well, they showed it the first time.
A little bit, yeah. Interesting they went to a boxing gym, not a performance center.
Well, Natty, I think, lives over in Tampa, so they're probably not going to drive over to
True.
The center.
True. We're back in New York with the Bella twin. They're filming videos for their new YouTube channel, most likely. They're going to get to their deadlines. It takes 60 to 90 days to process all their order, to get it manufactured. And I'll talk about an event that's coming up that they want them to walk the red carpet for. So another day where she can't go home to do the boom boom.
Basically, Bree's like, I'm ovulating, I should be home right now, and Nicole's just, like, blocking me. And she's basically thinks Nicole doesn't care.
Nikki's very quick to say yes, and Bree's like, you should maybe check with me first. Nikki takes advantage of her opportunities, and Bree's like, you probably overwork a lot.
I feel really bad for that driver right now.
Right. Bree's arguing about this is her ovulation time, and I keep adding more days, and I can't do the boom boom. So, you know.
Again, where's Brian? He's portable.
Bree tells Nikki to sit there and shut up.
Okay! All right.
Fun stuff. We're back at Natty's. Natty's not excited about doing with Lana, and she's barring Bronzer.
Basically, Natty wants Lana out of her house.
It's the anvil and the mother anvil.
And they're meeting Lana. They're hugging.
We're doing some Russian. Shot put is perfect for the wrestling.
Oh, God. We're going to break out the metal balls, aren't we? Anvil's going to give his metal balls to Lana. Oh, God. And she's all excited. Oh, this is going to end so badly.
I like how we have to blur out the name brand on his shoes. That's amusing to me. And up the ball goes. And there she throws the ball. As Natty's taking pictures of her cat. As Natty's complaining to her mother as she's doing her mother's makeup. I don't know if I need Advil or vodka.
Yes.
That was her quote.
Just say yes.
Oh, shit. The ball went into the car window.
Oh, I saw that coming.
And then his reaction was, holy F. So,
this is why you don't play with big metal balls outside of their shot put arena, or circle, or whatever it's called. This is why you don't do the thing. Because you throw a big metal ball through a windshield of a very expensive Land Rover, and hopefully it's not Natty's.
Why do I have a feeling it's Natty's?
It's probably Natty's.
I get this feeling it's going to be Natty's, because, yeah, that would just be the end to the perfect end to the story, that it was Natty's Land Rover that had the ball go right into. So, Bella boom boom, go boom.
I get Bree's ovulating.
This may be the point where Daniel's still not traveling.
And this is probably the point where Daniel is still not traveling, yes. If this is along the same timeline of after WrestleMania, then yeah, Daniel is not traveling yet. He's still at home. Bree wants to be at home making a baby.
We're probably mid-May at this point.
But if you think about the ventures that they're doing right now with Birdie Bee and with the magazine and with everything else, these are commitments that they made a while ago that now they have to honor. And it was like part of, like, Bree came up with Birdie Bee. It was her whole ambition to do it. And Nikki wasn't really on board. Now Nikki's super on board, and Bree basically wants to abandon it to be a mother. and abandoned is really a poor choice of words, but I don't really have another.
No, she doesn't want to do that. She just wants to schedule things on her schedule rather than, yeah, sure, we'll go do that right now. Like, for her, she just wanted to push the photo shoot back a day, and they couldn't. Nikki had already agreed, so it's like, they're not working on her schedule, they're working on Nikki's schedule when Brie wants to work on her schedule because, you know, the ovulation calendar.
Well, and I can respect that you want to work on your schedule, but you know, Nikki's schedule should also be taken account. I mean, Nikki shouldn't say yes to everything. She absolutely should consult with Brie and say, hey, is this good with you or not? You know, that's 100% absolutely necessary, but at the same time, it's like, you can't always have it on your schedule. Like, if they want to do a photo shoot that day, the task of pushing it is enormous, even to push it a day, because then you have to rebook everything.
But it wasn't
the makeup, all of it.
But it wasn't for that day. It was later that week. And we're back to the ball going through the car window.
I know, but I'm just saying, I know it wasn't for that day, but for the day that it was scheduled, to even push it one more day.
Oh, yeah.
Is an enormous thing. So we're back. Here comes Natty. It's Natty's car.
It was Natty's car. Now Anvil's deflecting.
Oh, God. Now Lana's going inside with a pissed off Natty. Lana, don't do it! Now Natty explodes on Lana.
Your car is not screwed up, Natty. You can get it fixed.
I mean, Lana does the right thing. She offers to pay for it. But Natty's pissed, and rightfully so.
Oh, she should be pissed, but it's like, you can get it fixed. It's not screwed. We're back with Naomi in Orlando. She's with her friend.
Angelica,
thank you. I forgot the name. And she was apparently there that night it happened. She's been working there 10 years, a pulse.
Wait, they went in a dressing room, sat in a dressing room?
Yeah, apparently so. For 2.5 hours.
God, that had to be horrifying.
So, it's a very,
It's a very serious, heavy moment.
Yeah, very emotional. Trinity wants to do something for the community.
She wants to do something meaningful.
So, we're back in New York. We do another hard cut to silliness rather than seriousness. They're not having a good time, are the Bella Twins, with one another.
Nikki's top is cute.
We don't see her boobs. Nikki wants to make sure Bree's happy. Nikki's like, you need to make sure your husband's okay with this baby-making process. So Nikki puts doubt in Bree's mind. Well done, Nikki.
Well played.
Let's go to Monday Night Raw in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Renee Young is filming Unfiltered. There's Diva Dudley with Natty. Natty's walking around. She's getting ready to do her
entrance.
Lana's watching on, and she does not look happy.
Well, I mean, it's stressful. She and Natty had a fight.
It's Dana Brooke versus Natalya. The big disc is clothesline. Dana Brooke stole Lana's move.
Lana has a mad. Lana's going to crush.
And Natty was in the ring.
And now Rusev's trying to calm her down. Lana, no. Lana, don't punch Dana in the face.
So, Brian's
still not in a good place.
Now you can see why his package is not traveling cross-country.
Yes.
His package is staying put in one general area. Just saying. We can see why that's happening. And Lana, go punch Dana in the face. Because I just want to see that happen. Is that wrong?
No, it's not wrong.
I mean, she has every right and to want to do that, but, you know, that's how that goes.
Is venting to Natty, she's upset.
Oh, so Lana's been practicing with Dana, and then Dana does it with Natty. And then Dana stole her move. And I was like, go talk to her.
And she's like, don't cry. Don't cry. Natty's like, you know, she feels bad because she yelled at Lana, and she knows that Lana's really working hard, and she's trying. And also, you know, Lana's the sweetest human being on the planet, apparently. Literal cinnamon roll.
Yeah. But compared to her character on television, which is totally the opposite, it's, like, so weird. But Ben's like, she's thankful that Lana comes to her, but she still drives her crazy. And we're back in Orlando. Naomi has a speech plan for something. We're doing a vigil at the Miracle of Love.
It's kind of like a prayer thing.
Yeah, I know, It may rain, and she's worried if no one's going to show up, and all that fun, happy stuff. In other positive news, the Royals are coming back. Can't wait.
Hey.
Can't wait for the Royals. It's a thing. We like the Royals. We won't do a show about it, but we like the Royals. It is trashy drama at its finest.
I can't wait. So can't wait.
It's going to be amazing.
It's going to be epic, but yeah.
It's good. Lana and Natty is a relationship. That's basically the way to put it.
Lana's that really over-eager coworker that she wants to just do her best, and she just she tries really hard. And she doesn't really know when she's trying too hard. She's kind of getting in your face sort of deal. And so she's... That's kind of what she's doing with Natty, is she's just really eager to learn. And she looks up to Natty. She admires Natty. She wants to be like Natty. She wants to be in as good as Natty is. That is her ambition, which I can't blame her for that. Mm-hmm. And Natty basically said, you know, people are looking to me to be the locker room leader. I need to be that for Lana and for everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, but Lana still drives her crazy because, you know, Lana doesn't understand personal space. Like, I could totally see Natty's side of it. It's her one day off, right? Her one day to be home and see her family and spend time with TJ and the cats and do everything that she needs to do. And Lana's like, hey, I want to go work on entrances and I want you, and I'm going to play shot putt with your dad and put a steel ball through your windshield and just, you know, all this other stuff. And Natty's like, but I just want to spend time at home with my family.
Yeah.
So I can see her side of it. But also, to be fair, it's Lana's day off too.
It is.
And Lana doesn't live in Florida, y'all. Lana lives in Nashville.
She does.
So she's flown to Florida to spend time with Natty to train and learn. So Lana's taking time out of her schedule too. But I can see Natty's point.
I can see both their sides. I really, really can.
And we're back. We're in Orlando. We're at the vigil. Everybody's gathering. We're saying hello. She's got a nice crowd. She's signing autographs.
So she's reading off her tribute. So the moral of the story, for those listening around the world, talk to your family. Call your family.
Yes, love your family.
And that's the message she's trying to deliver.
She puts together a beautiful plaque with all the names, honoring everybody that was lost. We're lighting candles. She gave a beautiful speech. And she shares her own personal realization of she needs to spend more time with her family.
And we make the awkward transition to Phoenix, Arizona.
With the Danielsons.
They're driving in the car together. Brian is showing all kinds of leg.
Did he wax his legs?
No, just really white. Maybe he did wax his legs. I don't know. Bree brings up what Nikki said, and she asks him, are you okay with this? Brian's like, I have some concerns. He still has concerns about everything, because that's what he's going through.
And basically, she's like, I walked away, and you're not ready. And now she's contemplating, you know, should I still be wrestling if he's not ready?
So, yeah, that's, we'll see the conclusion of that here in a moment, because they went to the awkward. We're going to cut away because we have, like, one last commercial break, so we're going to do the awkward cut and just go there. Thank you, E. We love that cut. You just leave that one question hanging. So we're now going to have to sit here and wait for the answer to that question. So we now, awkward question being answered, his concern is his depression's a lifelong thing. He's like, it's like there's never going to be that time where he's not has a concern.
He doesn't want to be in that really deep, dark depression when he has kids.
But what kids do is bring you out of that funk.
At first, but, you know, it doesn't prevent you from going back in it, and I think that's Brian's concern. He doesn't want to go back to being in a dark place with kids, because then that could create huge problems. Like, he's excited to be a father. He wants to be a father. He doesn't want to hurt his family.
Which is good on him. Brian's on board for the boom boom to make the...
Brian, they're going to go home and have the boom boom.
Oh god, next week, oh god. We're taking photo shoots, we're taking bike riding lessons, and we get all red everything mixed with Maurice.
Oh, it's going to be Bryn's favorite episode. She's back!
All comes out next week.
So, I don't really have anything to wrap up. Do you really have anything to wrap up?
Peace, love, and boom boom.
There you go. So, well, I think that does it for the Rack Extra Total Divas. Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. This was a good episode, but this was a heavy episode because obviously Trinity, being the saint that she is, wanted to do something for the Pulse nightclub victims, and rightfully so. So she did a lovely tribute to honor both the club and their memories. So congratulations to her. Good honor. And as we said earlier, rather awkwardly, sorry, we extend our condolences and we hope everybody that was affected by that terrible tragedy is doing better and moving forward, if at all possible, because I know in some cases sometimes you just can't, and that's okay. So, just wanted to put that out there to summarize the show, because there was really heavy stuff on this show that we're not going to make funny, because it shouldn't be made funny. Right?
Peace, love, and boom boom.
Can't take him anywhere.
I got nothing.
He got nothing. All right, well.
She took all my words.
He's got nothing. I've got nothing, so, well, we're going to take our nothing and go elsewhere. So you've been listening to the Rack Extra, Total Divas, right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 3. Bye!